what the current page is, 307.
Through. two songs have a lot in common. When I prayed through, speaking about the time when the Lord met with us, when He saved our soul, and in the understanding that when He did that, that we have everything. That we have everything. I'm thankful this morning that I can stand here this morning and say that I have everything. I have it all. I have a father that owned the cattle on a thousand hills. I'm part of that inheritance of my Lord and Savior that owns and created and is in control of everything. I'm thankful for that this morning. I'm thankful that I understand that, and I know that in my heart. That I know it in my heart, that I can feel it and know it. I'm thankful that we have a plan of salvation that was put in place from the foundation of this world that enabled man, woman, boy, and girl to know and understand that heaven can be their home one day. That they can be a part of God's family through and by repentance and faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for that this morning. I'm thankful this morning for the birth of Jesus that came to this world and lived a perfect life for me. Lived a life without sin for me. And it's that personal. He did all that for me. He didn't have to do it for me, but He did because He loved us and He loves everyone. He loves everyone here on this earth. And He wants them to believe. He wants them to see and understand. You know, if this whole world could just see and understand the glorious signs that took place that day when our Savior was born. The astounding effects that was the thing that was heard around the world that morning. Where shepherds in the fields knew something had happened. Where all those people knew something had happened. This morning I can say with assurance that I know something has happened. I know there's an account that we read out of our Bible about a child being born in a little town in Bethlehem. And the Bible tells us that He was given a name of Emmanuel, which means God with us. And I know that these things are true because I can feel it this morning. I can know and understand that Jesus is real. He's real and He's true. Today as He was when this was written about Him. Or at the time of His birth. It's real. Hallelujah, this morning. Jesus came. God with us, God in the flesh, came to this sinful world to live and to die for all mankind because He loved us. The gift to all mankind. And if you have that gift, if you receive that gift in your lifetime, then you got it all, then you have everything this morning. And it's all that's important. It's all that's important, that one gift. You can get $1 million on a wrap a package, and there'll be $1 million in it this year, but it won't get you into heaven. Never get a single person into heaven. You can get everything that this whole earth has to offer you, and it won't get you into heaven, but You're here today lost and don't know the Lord and Savior and the free pardon of sin. Jesus came and died for you that you might have that gift. You can have that gift. You can have that today. You can trust in Him and you can believe in Him and you can call out upon His name this morning and He can save your soul and you can have that gift and it doesn't cost you a penny. But you will have to repent and you will have to trust in Him or you'll never ever receive that gift. I'm full this morning. Happy to be in the Lord's house. Happy to see everybody here today. You know, so many things that on my mind just thinking about it. I'm looking back on the Christmas program we had the other night. I believe the Lord's name was lifted. I believe there were people here the other night that didn't know Jesus that was able to see Jesus. And that's what it was about. It wasn't about us. Although I think everybody did such a fantastic job. I thank everybody for all their efforts and all their hard work that they put into it. I appreciate you so much. But most of all, I thank you for showing somebody that might not be saved Jesus. Because that's what was important. I thank you all. And I appreciate, it was already been mentioned, I appreciate the church and the offering that was took up for Eddie. We at church took up $1,815 for her. I thought that was fantastic. Amen. I was just so thankful for that and that show of love and support from somebody that most of you probably don't ever even know. I think that's great, though. I think that's great. We need to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. I don't ever hush about not ever, but we need to go to the Lord in prayer. I certainly need your prayers this morning as I've tried to say something that the Lord would have me to say, and pray the Lord would just bless our service and meet with us. I know He's meet with us. I know He's already here. He's in our midst. I'm thankful for that this morning. But you may have something on your heart that you would like to mention before we go to the Lord in prayer, and I'll give you that opportunity this time.
Brother Arnold, I'd like to thank God for bringing Donald back to us and be so much improved. Thank you for the visits, telephone calls, and most of all your prayers.
Amen. Certainly good to see you this morning. So good to see you. When you look in these seats, and we're pretty traditional about our seating. We like to sit where we sit. You know, you can look around the church and you can find. If you're missing, it's not easy. It's not hard to pick you out because everybody sits in the same place every time. And you know, this spot right up here, it's missing. We need to keep praying for him. Need to keep praying for him. Lord will just take care of him. Pray for Sister Jean. She can help him and do whatever she can to help him. Lord, give her strength. Something on someone else's heart this morning.
I'd ask the church to remember my nephew, Richard Lynn. He's had some tests that don't look good. Going
to
have additional tests.
All right. Let's remember her nephew this morning. Someone else.
Brother Armour, I just wanted to say a word. I probably should have said this Sunday night, but I didn't. First off, I'd like to thank the Lord for being here Sunday night during our program. Because I was able to feel him. And I really hope that each of you that were here were able to see the vision that He gave me with Him being surrounded by His gifts. I really want to thank this church for their support. costumes and just everything that went on, because, you know, if everybody didn't pull together, it wouldn't be anything. And I just need to say thank you to the church for their support, each little thing they did.
Amen. Amen. Something on someone else's heart this morning.
Mentioned this in Sunday school, but one of my friends called this morning and wanted us to pray for a mutual friend's mom. Her name is Loretta Haley, and she has multiple myeloma, I think it's, and they're just asking everybody to pray. And I told her I'd ask her church.
Let's remember.
And I thank God for saving me. All
right. Let's remember Miss Haley this morning. Someone else. If not, let's go forward in prayer this morning. Pray for these that are sick. There's many that hadn't been mentioned. Let's continue to remember them. Let's certainly this morning remember our loss. That the Lord will just intervene in their lives and show them their condition. That's the old saying is, can't be saved until you know you're lost. There's an understanding. There's something about the understanding of when God reveals to somebody that they're a sinner, and that they hear about that, and they know that, and they understand that when it takes place in their life, and that they know to seek the Lord to be saved when that happens. I was thankful for that instruction growing up, because salvation is between that person and the Lord. And just knowing and understanding how the Lord deals with our hearts and lets us know these things. I have all the confidence in the world in my Lord that He can and will save anybody. Can and will. Can and will.
Let's remember all those families that's having to go through this time without their kids and grandkids and neighbors and friends.
Little children. All those that have lost loved ones, this is a hard time. Hard time. Let's certainly remember. We all know those that have. Let's certainly remember them this morning. Nothing else. But Jim, would you let us pray?
Father, I thank you for this gift this day.
Kind gracious, we love you, Lord.
I pray, Father, that you be with us this morning. Lord,
Father,
have your say this morning. 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 Have your say
Lord, would you bless and help and heal your body? Not only your word that was mentioned this morning, could it be thy will of God for your word, for our lost, dear Lord. We ask Heavenly Father, God, to stir our hearts, dear Lord, for the burdens of those that are lost, dear God, that we would be a people of prayer, dear Lord, for their souls, dear God, that they would be saved, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that you help us be the lights that we need to be, dear Lord, in this time, dear God, in this world of darkness, Lord, that we live in, Heavenly Father. We just pray, Lord, that you use us, Heavenly Father, to forgive us, God, our sins and the things that we fall short in, Lord, that you might get all on your Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name.
Barbara, I have something I would like to share with the church this morning. From time to time, the Lord will give me something. And usually it's in the form of poetry. So early Monday morning, I was coming out of my sleep, and it started rolling through my mind. And I don't know if any of you have ever had that to happen or not, but he sent me a Christmas card. And I want to share that with the church this morning because this is the best Christmas gift I could have gotten. He's not given me anything in over 3 years. And I know that's because I wasn't where I was supposed to be. And Sunday, when my letter was read, it was just like, I was totally at peace again with my God. And then he sent me this Christmas card. And it's entitled, The Man Who Knocked. A man knocked on my front door as I sat down to rest. I didn't want to let him in. I didn't look my best. For I had been out working and my clothes were dirty too. And when I looked, I noticed there was mud on both my shoes. But still, I got up from my chair and asked him to come in. We talked about a lot of things while sitting in my den. But most of all, he talked about when he was going home. And not the earthly one, he'd say, the one when he'd be gone. He talked about a man he knew and one he loved so much. The man, he said, was Jesus, who died for all and such. Was crucified upon a cross, a place called Calvary. A crown of thorns upon his head. But this was news to me. I'd never heard about this man from Galilee. That had nails drove into his hands upon a cruel tree. I really didn't understand exactly what he meant, but I just listened on because he spoke with such intent. But as the days unfolded, his words kept coming back, and I soon learned that what he had was something that I lacked. I didn't know just what to do, and as the days went by, I'd sit alone and try to think, and sometimes I would cry. A man stood at my heart's door and knocked upon my chest. I didn't want to let him in. I didn't look my best. For I was filthy dirty and burdened down with sin. And I was so ashamed to let this man called Jesus in. But in he came and washed away the dirt and filth from me. And now I know the Savior too that died upon the tree. Now when I speak about my home, eternal on that shore, it's all because when Jesus knocked, I opened my heart's door.
Amen.
That's page 362.
Amen. your sanctuary in that city, would you?
Thank you. 244.
Chosen all very much, but he was so proud of his grandchildren.
of the church, the new member. And I told Michael that you don't have to be baptized to get to heaven because he never was. But I know he's there. I he left a testimony from his dying man. It was twisted around and he kept looking up, looking up. I said, honey, what did you want? He said, I want to go home. I said, you're at home right here. I said, right there's a chair. This is here. This is that. He said, no, I want to go that home. Hey, Lord, I know where he's at tonight. Y'all pray for me.
someone else's heart this morning. I'm not really enjoying the service. I'm thankful to be here this morning.
On a Wednesday, somebody touched. speak. It was on a Friday. Somebody touched me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. It was on a Saturday. Somebody touched me. It was on a Saturday. Somebody touched me. It was on a Saturday.
I'm so thankful that some of my family's here with me today. It's so good to see them stand up and tell what days they were saved.
What a blessing it is to know.
Talk about all the manifestations
of God. The Shekinah glory that was present at the birth of Christ and that star in Bethlehem that shined down and guided those shepherds and those wise men to the birth of Christ. All the things you think about in the Old Testament, the Shekinah glory of God as it led the people of Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. We can see in the Old Testament where that fire that burned on the top of Mount Horeb when Moses went up there to receive the Ten Commandments, the law of God, and when Moses come down off of that mountain and have his face just glowed and it shined from the abyss in the presence and the glory of the Almighty God. And we see in the New Testament how on the road to Damascus, how Paul saw a great light. Oh, there's a visible manifestation of the presence of God. It's not just in light, though. It's in the light of men. It's in the light of men. I saw a verse in here as I was reading through here this week in the first chapter of the book of John, and it just kind of sort of stuck with me. The light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. In the fourth verse, it says, in him was the life, and the life was the light of men. In Jesus was the life, and that life was the light of men. That life was what he wanted the world to see in us. That light. And it was shining. It's shining here today. That glorious light, that glorious glory of God that shined down on us. It's here this morning. That presence of the light of men. In this world, don't want to see it. This world is in darkness. Glory be to God. This morning, I have seen the light. All those that have seen the light this morning, all those who have been saved by God's grace, have seen the light. They didn't have to be in Bethlehem in that little stable. They didn't have to be on the Damascus Road. I was on Mourner's Bench, about a foot or two from the end, right there at Sunrise Missionary Baptist Church. When I saw the light, when that visibility was made clear to me, where that manifestation of God was made clear to me, that I knew that heaven was going to be my home, that He saved my soul. I was just praying and asking Him to save me. I just poured out my heart to Him and saying, Lord, save me. I haven't got nothing to offer You, but here I am, Lord. Just take me as I am and save my soul. When I turned it all over to Him, He saved my soul. And I knew it. I understood it. I didn't see a bright light. But there was something that happened inside of me. There was a peace and an understanding that came upon me. I've heard testimonies where people did see the light, though. And I think they did. And I think everything is personal between you and God. God will allow you to know and understand when you've been saved by His grace. There's not a mistake. I don't think there's mistake. And you know there's something happening. I don't think you can mistake it. So if you're mistaken this morning, you need to be on the altar. You need to be coming after God. You need to see God. If you don't know or if you don't understand, there's not a middle ground there on salvation. You're either saved or you're lost. And I believe that we serve a God that wants to let you know where you stand. Because He wants you to be a light to this world. He wants you to lead people that they can hear about Jesus, just as we've been talking about this morning. I'll get right up again here. Brother Bert, I want to have a song. I want to have a Christian handshake this morning. I just want us to tell each other that we love each other. And if you're here lost this morning, and you want to come to this altar, and you want to seek the Lord, I want to give you that opportunity. If you don't know where you stand before the Lord, if you're confused or whatever, this is just what's on my heart. The altar's open. You know? Church doors
just fine.
Turn to page number 51. To Canaan's land, I'm on my way for the soul.
blessed my soul. I think it's a good big soul.
Okay.
He blessed my soul, and it wasn't in the morning. It was at night, but it doesn't matter.
I love this church so much. I've been knowing you all my life. thank you for your prayers that prayed for me that night. This is Christmas. I think my parents have to get choices. This is the baby. This is a good girl. And it's true. And I love you. Bye-bye. And I love you.
Amen. Someone else.
Lord, why don't you say something? Say.
Well, I don't know. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Can you leave here this morning? I thank you for the blessings. You know, the good Jesus. Somebody asked me yesterday at work, said, how are you taking to build a church with that's what at least one of I said, I just found it in a little reviewing place. I said, you know, get what I need to help me come over and put up the rest of y'all. I'm going in on both.
I tell you what, it does. It does just that. It's many times wonder how people, saved people, they're supposedly saved, they say they are, many of them that they don't come to church, how they just, how they're not able to be here, you know, to get that fill up every once in a while. I've run into I like my weekly fill up. Something on someone else's heart. Manifest yourself here this morning. He manifests himself here in a great way this morning. And I'm thankful for that. That's, you know, if only the world could see and understand the spiritual aspects. So many people have a mind salvation. They think they're in the right church and the right family, or they're, you know, they've done their baptism, or they've done their prayer or whatever, and they can't see the spiritual aspects, what salvation truly is. It's a spirit thing. It's a supernatural thing. It's a God thing that only God can do. And I'm thankful this morning. In my unworthiness and ignorance and everything else that you could just combine in my life, that He saved my soul. I'm just standing and speechless sometimes. But I'm so thankful. Anything else on anyone's heart this morning? Like I say, don't let the devil still a blessing this morning. If he's pressing on you to say something, say it.
Well, I was thinking that title of that last song we sang, y'all have been there. I was thinking the members of this church today, they all have been here. What a blessing. I enjoy it.
Yeah. You know, I know there's times that people can't come, and I know the Lord knows all the situations, but if you ask me, if you ain't making it to church on Sunday morning, you're missing a blessing. You're missing a blessing every Sunday. We are a blessed people here. The Lord meets with us. The Lord meets with this church, with this people. We're not big in number, but the Lord meets with us, y'all. That's something else. goodness, what a blessing. It just don't get no better. Ah. Let's continue to pray for those that whatever is going on in their life, whatever reason it is that they're not here, just continue to pray for them. Lord, bring them back. Anything else on anyone's heart? To my understanding, there'll be no service tonight. There'll be no service tonight. We usually cancel service on this Sunday night, so there'll be no services tonight. All our minds free.
Safe from harm through this holiday season until we can come back once again and meet, give you the honor and glory. All these blessings I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.